It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of your airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of this program. You can bring up anything you want here, but calls are being given priority for those who have questions for Gary Johnson. He is the former governor of New Mexico, and he is here with us tonight, actually in studio, on traveling around, visiting people, talking about his Our America initiative, which you can learn more about over at OurAmericaInitiative.com. And just bring up to speed briefly on who Gary Johnson is. He is somebody who came across my radar many years ago because of his stance against the insanity of the war on drugs. And as it turns out, he's actually somebody that has been in politics and apparently has retained his soul. Gary, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian.
Glad you're here.
It is good. It's fun to be here.
Good. Well, New Hampshire is a great place, and we're going to talk a little bit more about New Hampshire in a little bit and the Free State Project, because I know you're familiar with it. You were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, and we're going to talk about this coming Pork Fest here in a little bit. Our number again, 800-259-9231. But as I said during the last hour, even though there's a lot we agree on, I mean, one of the things you did while you were in office in the 8 years that you were was veto, was it 750, approximately 750 pieces of legislation?
Hey, it was right on the head, 750 pieces and thousands of line items. That's kind of an estimate on the line items, but the bills were 750. Only two were overridden, so it made a huge difference.
Wow, that's incredible. The claim is that number is approximately the same number as would be if you combined all of the other 49 governors and all the other 49 states together. You vetoed as many as all of them combined, basically. That's quite, so that's something worth bragging about, I think.
You're a vetoing mofo.
Well, that's important. I mean, there's not very many people in politics who are willing to say no. I mean, Ron Paul and Gary Johnson, I think, are two of a few.
I was going to say that a third of those vetoes were vetoes of Republican bills. They were Republican bills. Republicans seem to grow government just like the Democrats.
Only it's Republican, a myth, the idea that they small government.
Republicans did it in a good way. They did it in a way that would just grow government temporarily, but ultimately would lead to smaller government. I never bought that argument.
I haven't seen the evidence of it, right?
Right. I mean, then, why would you want to grow government to fix a problem if government's a bad solution? If government's a good solution, let's go ahead and grow government. I don't believe that for a second, but the idea that you can use government to solve a problem when you've got a problem just doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, I think 100 of my vetoes, too, were vetoes of bills where the vote in the legislature was 117-0. And I would have vetoed the legislation. I'd have said to the Republicans, you know what, I had to read this, and here's what it said, and you were pressed for time, and here's what it says, and here's why I'm going to veto it, because I think it spends money that isn't going to make a difference in any of our lives.
So, coming back around to the issue of immigration, which Mark brought up, and I'm glad you did, Mark, that way I'm not the only one asking the hardball questions here tonight, because I had it on my list of things to ask about as well. You said a lot of things that I felt showed some compassion on the issue of immigration, and that, again, is something you don't typically hear from somebody calling themselves a Republican. Usually it's, crack down, kick them out, kill them, whatever.
I don't care about compassion. I care about what works, and I think that he's got a system that works.
Well, I think compassion's important, too, because
agreed.
We're talking about human beings here.
I think compassion works, but I think I want what works.
Well, and what works is freedom from my perspective. And you talked about how, and please correct me if I'm recapping this incorrectly, but you talked about how immigration is important. And, you're not somebody that wants to stop it. You're somebody who wants to make, through the legal process, as awful as that is, make it easier. You realize that the government's ICE Department, formerly known as INS, that it's very difficult. The immigration service, it makes it very difficult for people to come here, whether it's on work visas or whatever the paperwork is called. It's like a nightmare for people through this.
And then touching on the fact, too, that we are educating foreign students in this country. And because of our immigration laws, because of our convoluted immigration laws, we're sending them back to their country of origin as opposed to letting them stay here to ultimately, I think, create tens of millions of jobs in startup companies.
Immigrants are huge entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. As opposed to going back to India and employing tens of millions of Indians in jobs that may have been here.
Right. I mean, how good is that for the United States economic future to educate a bunch of engineers and send them to other countries? Why would you want that?
Well, and that's what we're doing, and that doesn't make any sense.
That's what they're doing.
Eliminate the corporate income tax also. Eliminate the corporate income tax, understanding that it's a double tax. Eliminate the corporate income tax, and I think tens of millions of jobs get created here that otherwise would have been...
Well, that I've eliminated the income tax from my own life, but it's not a corporate one. I think that we should eliminate all all taxes. But
so let's step down to philosophy just for a second. Something you've said here.
All right, I've got more on immigration.
I know.
Though, Mark.
We'll get back to it. But you said about the corporate income tax, and I find it interesting. Corporations are a construct of the government, and so therefore they would be the only thing that the government could legitimately tax. They created the government creates corporations, so therefore taxing corporations. I agree that it's a double tax. I agree that if I have a corporation, they tax the corporation, then they tax my own income, and that's a double tax. But the government doesn't own me, so it can't own my labor. So how can it, in fact, tax my work and the fruits of my labor sort of from a legitimate standpoint? I kind of feel like the government provides these protections through corporations, and therefore those corporations are the only things that could be taxed.
No, I understand it. I got it. Would we be better off without an income tax at all? And by better off, was it legitimate in the first place? No, clearly. But this is the reality. This is where we're at right now.
Yep.
And I guess I would always take the position that we can improve on where we're at.
So back to the immigration issue. And again, if you've got a question for Gary Johnson, he's here with us at 800-259-9231. So
he's not running for president.
Whatever that means. Anyway, I wasn't going to even ask you any questions about presidential stuff. I just care about you and what you think. So to the point that you made about enforcement of immigration, you were talking about how, you want to reduce the regulations, you want to make it easier, and I certainly support anything that makes it easier for people to come here and make a better life for themselves. You talked about how welfare is a huge problem. There's no doubt about that. If you've got a welfare system, giving out handouts to people may attract the wrong kind of person, whereas if there isn't that huge government welfare mentality, then you're going to attract more of the entrepreneurial folks or the people that are trying to get away from tyranny or whatever it is that the reason is coming here. They're coming here for a better life. There are a lot of people that come here for those reasons, and it sounds like you know that. But you were talking about a lot of the people that are already here and the idea of giving them this grace period to become carded
work visa,
or
yeah,
whatever,
yeah.
And then to enforce. And that's where I really question, because you are somebody who gets it on the issue of prohibition, right? You understand government can't prohibit things. It just drives those products and services into the black market. Human beings are the same. You prohibit human beings, or you create this enforcement mentality of, for instance, and I'm not saying this is what you're proposing, but what we see now is these government bureaucracies, the ICE people coming in, raiding people's businesses, holding people at gunpoint, looking through files, checking to see if so-and-so is an immigrant or so-and-so isn't, separating, people from their families. And I understand that the government has all these rules, and they're almost impossible to figure out, and that's why people don't follow them and jump through those hoops. But do you really think that enforcing these rules is going to create a better, more free place? It seems like that would kind of lead us more down a kind of scary police state road.
Well, if you don't make the laws easily enforceable, and by easily enforceable, we're back to this notion of really handshake. Why would you be in this country? Why would you be in this country working illegally if it were so easy to get a work visa? I think the only reason that you'd perhaps be in this country working illegally is perhaps if you did have something in your background that you shouldn't be in this country. So maybe that ends up to be the real separator. Maybe it makes it easier.
Who shouldn't be here?
Rapist, murderer, convict.
Mark, what did you do for 9 years in Florida?
I spent 9 years in prison, but I do think...
For what?
For murder. The fact is, I do think that you can't sell the idea of immigration reform without having some level of cracking down. And
I'm saying is... Not everybody that
good
went
point.
To prison
no,
for murder
well,
shouldn't
Mark,
be able to have
I'm
a new
really
life.
I'm really curious about this. Because
I'll tell you about it during the break.
No, I'm sure of it.
We'll come back in a moment.
This is a great story.
More with Gary Johnson.
Story.
He's with us, and if you've got a question for him, we'll certainly take your call at 800-259-9231. His website, OurAmericaInitiative.com. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what you want.
Los 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars in the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming bands Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring, and children from 100 minute free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. However, if you have a question for Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, and not the typical politician. He's here with us in the studio, 800-259-9231. He is involved with his Our America initiative, which you can go to OurAmericaInitiative.com. There's a lot that we've agreed on so far, and I feel like we've been getting straight answers from Gary. He can look you in the eye. You can tell he actually has soul in him, as opposed to most politicians who have that. Apparently, either it's already been ripped out of them before they get into political office, or it happens.
You were just born without it.
Sometime later on. But he's here, and he seems like a genuinely honest kind of dude, which is atypical for politicians.
Oh, thank you,
so
Ian.
I really appreciate you taking the time, especially like you're not running out the door either, which is cool. I mean, we haven't scared you away with the questions that we've been asking. So anyway, I appreciate that. We're going to get right back into your calls here at 800-259-9231. But first, I want to make sure you know about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Gary was actually there last year's, the 2010 Pork Fest. And of course, we were there broadcasting live, and we will be there again this year. June 20th through the 26th, it's been expanded. It's officially now the full week. It's kind of always been a week-long event unofficially, but now it is officially expanding out. And looking forward to seeing you there. If you love the ideas of liberty, that is, this is the place for you, because hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people will be in attendance, as they were last year. Over 800 people in attendance at the Pork Fest last year, and this year probably going to be, I don't know, 900,000, something like that. But you could be there. You know, we're still taking registrations. The Free State Project is putting it on. It's going to be at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Gary, was it your first Porcupine Freedom Festival last year?
First Porcupine Freedom Festival.
How pretty was it?
It was really very, very beautiful, and it was fun. It was a fun event.
Great people, too, right?
Great people, yeah.
I mean, they're just incredible. That's the real reason to go. The scenery's nice, but the people there are the real reason. The socializing that you'll have the chance to do, fun stuff like family fun, activities, agorism in action, games, lots of parties and campfires, you know, the whole deal. It's a great camping time.
Well, and I very rarely find myself having to defend my record on me being too big a government. And maybe everybody listening has that same sense, too, but at Pork Fest, I found myself not defending, but having to defend the fact that I was too big a government.
Yes, yeah, it's a hardcore group of people.
Probably the smallest governor in the history of the United States. And then, you know, at Pork Fest, people might want even a smaller one than what you were proposing.
Yeah, they're the kind of people that are going to hold your feet to the flames, as we've done to some extent tonight. And I think you've been really good sport here with us. So go to porkfest.com to register today and join us for Pork Fest 2011. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. Use the coupon code FREETALK Live. That's our show name, all run together. So take out the spaces. Use our coupon code FREETALKLIVE to save 20% on your early bird registration at porkfest.com. As we go to Bill, listening to WSC in Charleston, South Carolina. Bill, you're on with Gary Johnson.
Hi. Governor, I know you are advocating the legalization or the use of marijuana. I just think that I work as an adjunct in the criminal justice system here locally, and for the past 40 years, I have seen the drug problems in our area, as well as the entire country, have just gotten worse and worse and worse, and it's not going to ever get any better until somebody addresses the problem in a rational way. I feel that the only rational way to do it is to just legalize everything. And if you take the criminal stigma away from drugs and just make it available, tax it. You were talking about, you know, the FDA is a useless arm of the government, and just let people use whatever drugs they want. If they're going to kill themselves, they do it illegally now. Legalizing it is not going to stop it. And the states and federal government could probably save, I'd say conservatively, $1 trillion over the space of 3 years in, you know, just enforcing laws that don't get enforced.
Well, you know, I think you hit it on the head. I think that 90% of the drug problem is prohibition-related, not use-related. That's not to discount the problems with use and abuse, but that ought to be the focus. It's estimated about $70 billion a year when it comes to the courts, the prisons, and law enforcement. So that would be a very significant savings. I am advocating the legalization of marijuana. When it comes to the other drugs, I'm advocating harm reduction strategies, which in a nutshell is looking at the drug problem first as a health issue rather than a criminal justice issue. I think we legalize marijuana. I think we take giant strides toward what I'll just call rational drug policy moving forward. But I think we have to start somewhere, and I think the start ought to be legalizing marijuana.
Bill, thank you for your call and your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Since we brought it back around because of Bill's question, I guess I jumped to a conclusion. I mean, so you don't advocate the full-on ending of prohibition?
What I will admit to readily is that the world would be a much this country would be a much better place if we legalized all drugs tomorrow.
Okay, good. Oh, yeah. That's good. Because that's the sensible solution.
But what I am advocating is just the legalization of marijuana, which I think...
How about decriminalization? Because some would say there's a difference between legalization, which kind of takes things out of the black market and puts it into a kind of regulated marketplace. How about decriminalizing the other drugs?
Well, and this is back to what I was saying earlier. In a nutshell, we should look at all the rest of the drug problem, all the rest of the drug issue, first as a health issue rather than a criminal justice issue.
Yeah,
so when you talk about decriminalization, I think it's important to draw on what's happened in Portugal. I think it's important to draw on what's happened in Holland.
But for people that don't know what's happened in Portugal.
That's what I was going to point it out. 10 years ago, Portugal decriminalized all drug use. And as a result of doing that, Portugal and Holland have effectively decriminalized all drug use. Portugal's actually done it.
Yeah.
But each of these countries has 60% the drug use as that of the United States. That's on a per capita basis. That's marijuana, that's hard drugs, that's kids, and that's adults. Portugal, over the last 10 years, has documented a 50% reduction in heroin use simply because they've decriminalized.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. So these are the kinds of things that I think when you start talking about drug policy, and I think it starts with marijuana, when you start talking about it, when you get... The drug issue is an issue that does really well in the light of day. The drug issue, because of Proposition 19 in California, because it was a topic of conversation on millions of dinner tables across this country where it otherwise wouldn't have been a topic of conversation, I think the issue advanced as a result of that. So legalized marijuana, the whole conversation that evolves around that and the discussion and the realization and the epiphanies that people come to, I think lend itself toward this notion of rational drug policy regarding all the other drugs. We're right now 2 years away from being at a national tipping point on the legalization of marijuana. 46% of Americans right now support legalizing marijuana. In 2 years, as a result of this gain in acceptance or understanding this, 2 years we're at a point where the majority of Americans are going to support that.
We're going to come back with more. Gary Johnson, sticking with us, right?
Sticking.
All right, this is great. 800-259-9231. He's here. He'll take your questions, your thoughts are welcome. 1-800-259-9231. You, Dr. Gary Johnson, later on you can take control, bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can, of course, bring up anything you want here. Gary Johnson is with us, and, of course, we'll continue taking calls for Gary, and then I don't know what Gary's going to do for the rest of the night. He can take off whenever he wants to. I mean, he's been one of the best. I had his mic off. I apologize. Go ahead. Back on now.
I'll just torture the two of you for another segment.
All right. Sounds good.
But thanks. I really appreciate being on. It's been fun.
Absolutely. Fun. His website, by the way, OurAmericaInitiative.com. And people do have questions for you, Gary. So we're just going to continue those. Let's talk to Ty in Tennessee on the amp line. It's Ty. You're on with Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico. He's with us here tonight.
Excellent. Hey, I just wanted to say you are one of only two politicians with national recognition I know of who really get it as far as liberty goes. That is a compliment, and it's also a sad commentary on the state of politics in the U.S. Let's say a miracle happened and you were elected president of the United States. What would you do that would have a lasting impact on individual liberty here?
Ty, first off, I appreciate what you have to say. I'm really trying to grow the Republican Party here because I see the Republican Party as the only party capable of fixing what's happened. And I also will immediately acknowledge that the Republicans bear a complete responsibility or a shared responsibility for where we're at. Republicans did control Congress and the presidency and passed a prescription health care
benefit. Gary, before you're right about all that. Before you get to the answer to the question, but was it Trent, somebody or other, one of those politicians say years ago that they had slashed the government to the bone? I mean, the Republicans, when they were in charge,
it was delayed, but
it was like some it was a Republican guy that said yes. It like that they had cut it to the bone. You don't agree with him?
I don't agree at all. No, I don't agree at all.
So what would you do? I mean, the question.
So Ty, as governor, and we're speaking hypothetically, but as governor of New Mexico, the notion was to take it all on, A through Z. There weren't going to be any sacred cows. that it was going to be putting the issues that should be on the front burner regardless of the political consequence. And so right off the bat, we need to balance the federal budget. Right off the bat, we need to get out of Iraq and Afghanistan. Right off the bat, and back to balancing the budget. You know, that's cutting government spending by 45%. That's cutting government spending by $1.6 trillion. That's Medicaid. That's Medicare. That's reforming Social Security. That's cutting defense by that amount of money. It's really going through and doing it with everything, believing that none of us that there may be some pain involved in that, but better pain than suffering and death, the consequence of actually seeing this country implode, which is where we're at.
Isn't balancing the budget merely a Band-Aid at this point? I mean, we're over the cliff. You know, it would take a lot more than just balancing the budget to get this right on track. We'd have to really have some drastic cuts. And my problem is, you know, with the political situation is that there are just too few people with the liberty mindset of saying that, you know, let us fix ourselves and get rid of this back and forth political football that's been going on for 200 years and actually, you know, let people work out their own situations. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out what one man or two. I mean, seeing as how, you know, the other person, Ron Paul, that comes to mind is the only other person I know that gets it in the national political sphere. I'm just kind of skeptical about what can really be accomplished that will have a lasting impact.
Ty, thanks for the call.
Do you feel like you had a lasting impact in New Mexico?
Good question. Thanks for the call, Ty. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, I always said, regardless of what happened after I left, that it would never be the same again because of what I was able to bring to bear, which was really the whole notion of small government. And Ty, you know, you bring about a reality here, and that is, you know, is any of this going to be worthwhile? I guess I'm on the optimistic side of this, that there really is hope, and that it should be driven. You point out that the Band-Aid would be balancing the budget. It's important to point out right now that Congress is talking about reducing spending by $38 billion, going to $100 billion next year. Rand Paul has suggested a $500 billion reduction. I would just say that $1,600,000,000 would go beyond the notion of Band-Aid.
Yeah, right. This is, you know, it's the idea that if you're in a hole, stop digging. And I think that is the first place to go. Yes, the debt is tremendous and it needs to be addressed, but I think the first thing you need, like there needs to be the first goal.
And I don't want to discount what Ty had to say either, which is really there is a hopelessness. There is a hopelessness about this.
Let's bring it to a personal level. I mean, the question reminded me of something, and that is when I was getting into the ideas of liberty a decade ago, it was Harry Brown. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He was the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in the year 1996 and 2000. And he wrote a couple of great books. One of them is one of my favorites, Why Government Doesn't Work. And it's just a, you know, brilliant piece wherein he defines, one of the chapters is what I would do were I elected president. And he talks about how there's, you know, even though there's clearly a lot he can't do as the one man, there is a lot that he could do. And he mentioned bringing the troops home from the 700-plus military bases around the world. I mean, that's something that the president can just go ahead and do. And you talked about Iraq and Afghanistan, which is great. Also, he talked about pardoning people. And, you know, because this is a human issue. You mentioned the 1.5-plus million people that are arrested every year in the war on drugs. Many of those federal arrests, a lot of people in the federal prison system, I think last I heard it was like 60% or more.
73%. 73% of federal prison are individuals that have sold small amounts of drugs on numerous occasions and been caught. Mandatory sentence.
Peaceful people. They weren't gang, you know, shooting
people. Arguably nonviolent, victimless crime.
So what would you think about something like that? Like, is that something, you know, that you would do?
Well, yeah, one of the untold stories about the prohibition of alcohol was after alcohol prohibition was repealed, there was letting go out of prison those individuals that had been convicted and put there.
But now, you wouldn't have to wait for that, though, right? Well, you could just get into political office. And if you were elected president, then you could just
swing that pen. Ian, that's one of my points here, is it's kind of an untold story when it came to prohibition of alcohol and what happened afterwards. And that, yes, that would be part of it. As governor of New Mexico, one thing I put out there was that I was going to look to pardon anybody that was in there for drugs, not selling drugs. And I go back also to the time period when I was doing this, which was really 10, 11 years ago when I was doing this. And this was pretty cutting edge at that time. I've come since to recognize that, and not that I didn't at the time, and not that I didn't try and articulate at the time the notion of the drug pusher, that it was a completely misunderstood notion, that the person that sells drugs really is just the user that gets thrust into the role of having to sell drugs because the person ahead of him has been arrested.
Or because it's so expensive to buy the drugs.
And so much of state prisons are filled with individuals that have committed other crime associated with drugs, but drugs being kind of the root of the crime, but having committed violent acts associated with drugs. I don't know if those people ever get let out of prison given their sentences.
Right. Clearly, people that have done violence don't deserve
harm to others, I think, would be the key.
Right. And, of course, it should be pointed out, though, that a lot of those things, those violent acts happen, and you know this. Is because of prohibition, driving those prices
guns,
up.
Disputes played out with guns rather than the courts.
So, I was told by someone that that had been asked of you when you were, I guess, governor as to whether you would pardon people and that you didn't. You're saying that you were looking at doing that. Did you actually pardon somebody?
I took two people out of prison and set them, set them free.
Could you have done more?
No, I wasn't aware of more, and that went outside the category of selling drugs. I imagine there were a lot that had sold drugs, and that's the only thing that they would have done, but that was a category that I said I was going to exclude.
Do you want one more segment?
Yeah, let's
do it. All right, more with Gary Johnson in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. And joining you this evening is Ian
and Mark.
And we have our special guest with us for the remainder of this segment. So if you wanted to ask a question for, Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico. He is here in the studio with us tonight. He's here and as a part of the Our America Initiative, which is his website, ouramericainitiative.com. We've been all over the map with questions, both softball and hardball, and he's been a great sport. He's one of my favorite politicians, and that list is all of two two or three, maybe. So,
right, so you made my evening.
Thanks for making the trip out here, too. I mean, it's a long way from Manchester to come out here to little Keene, New Hampshire, out in the corner of the state, so I appreciate that.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They've internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. This is an excellent opportunity if you were in college or just graduating from college this year for you to get a leg up. It's many of the graduates have gone on to things like ABC 2020, the Financial Times, the Cato Institute, Washington Post, and many more. It's libertarianinternships.com. Go there, sign up. More information, and you can receive updates and reminders. LibertarianInternships.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Gary Johnson is with us, and we're going to go right back into your calls because we've got Kenneth on the line listening to WFLA-FM in the Tallahassee area. Hello, Kenneth.
Sir.
Hey, you're on with Gary Johnson.
Okay, I have a kind of a comment and a question for you.
Sure.
Would hope you could answer. I have done a little bit of research in the Founding Fathers and so forth, and I've discovered that they really never intended to have taxation on, you know, on the citizenry of America. And they actually intended to make the money for the government and so forth from the export of goods, from taxation of the export of goods. Now, the Republican Party, now I'm not a Democrat and I'm not really a Republican either, but I lean more towards Republican because the Democrats are too crazy. But what I see that the Republicans have done is they have opened up a free trade agreement where there's, you know, we have free trade with all these other countries. And yet I've traveled around the world several different places, and I realize that the other countries do not have free trade. And I know that the Mexican problem that we have, the illegal immigration problem that we have, is mostly the cause of free trade, because the farmers that were in Mexico were doing just fine until all this free trade stuff got passed, and then they started coming over the borders because they couldn't sell their goods because big international corporations, not necessarily just regular American corporations, but international corporations who can go anywhere they want to go, leave America if they want, if it's cheaper, you know. And
so what was your question?
They've kind of influxed, in other countries and causing hardship in those countries as well. And I'm wondering, what's your opinion on the free trade, you know, thing that the Republicans have been behind for so long?
I would just argue that that we move further and further away from free trade, and that Republicans contribute to that. And maybe the problems stem from not free trade.
The
problems stem from what I call corporatist legislation that favors one business over another on bigness, as opposed to a level playing field that government could be engaged. The government could be engaged in true free trade, but really impede free trade.
Yeah, that's why I thought that the caller's premise, Kenneth, your premise was just wrong right out the gate. I mean, what free trade are you talking about? The Republicans and Democrats for years have been creating more and more regulations, making it more difficult for people to trade with people.
But they've touted it. They've labeled it as free trade.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, they labeled the Patriot Act the Patriot Act, too. Right. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's really important for people to understand things like, we don't have free trade. If you have to pay some government bureaucrat before you can do a business deal with someone over in China, or they have to pay a government bureaucrat, you don't have free trade.
You don't need an 800-page document to make free trade. I mean, free trade is the lack of large documents, not the institution of them. Gary,
would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
What do you think about the Federal Reserve and the U.S. dollar? I think that the U.S. dollar's been taking a beating in the international markets, and I think the chance exists that it will cease to be the world's reserve currency sometime in the next 5 years. What do you think?
You know, if I were president of the United States and Congress were to pass a bill abolishing the Federal Reserve, I'd sign that bill. If Congress were to pass legislation to create a competing currency or to return to a commodity-based currency, gold, I would sign that legislation. I don't see it happening, but I would certainly support that. I think the Federal Reserve right now is skating on the thinnest ice that a skater can possibly skate on, that we're gambling at the absolute highest level, given 0% interest rates, the fact that we're buying up our own treasuries. Clearly, the Federal Reserve recognizes how precarious it all is, and certainly transparency when it comes to the Federal Reserve is something that ought to happen immediately, and let the financial markets discount what they probably already ascertained.
Now, the president, I'm by no means an expert on politics, but the president is the guy who nominates the head of the Federal Reserve. Is that so? So you could assumably, if you were to win the
office. So keeping the Federal Reserve, getting it back to its original mandate of price stability, as opposed to what has now been added, which is employment, onto that. The notion of a strong dollar versus a weak dollar. These, I thought, were things that the Federal Reserve was all about.
Actually, I think the Federal Reserve was about putting the control of the monetary system into the hands of a few, you know, elite bankers back in 1913.
Well, it has worked out that way.
Yeah.
Real quick, term limits. A lot of people talk about term limits these days. It's a very populist issue. Where do you stay? You were term limited out as the governor of Minnesota.
I'm a living example of why term limits work. I as governor. It's a job I really liked. I really liked the job. So for 4 years, I try and push the envelope as much as I possibly can, recognizing that maybe I'll get another 4 years, because I really enjoy the job. I got to tell you, it was fun. And then when I got reelected, well, to me, then there is no tomorrow. This is I need to do everything that I possibly can to do things right.
I don't think most politicians see it that way. Not that I
didn't the first 4 years, but that second 4 years was a cloud hanging over my first four. I had a chance for another four. If I'd had a chance for another four or another four, maybe I'm not as bold as that I'm going to make the outrageous claim that I was.
So, Gary, we're running short on time. You're going to be leaving us here in a few moments. And, again, I want to say I really appreciate you taking the time to come talk
ditto,
to us on
ditto.
Free Talk Live. It's been great. But what question haven't we asked that we might have should have asked you, if anything?
Oh, I'm sure there are a zillion. Anyways, a pleasure being on, really. Pleasure.
Well, okay, so you get the, you know, last final thoughts here from you, Gary. I mean, what do you want to hear? I guess, what would you like our audience to hear from you tonight? What message would you like to get out?
Well, my message, I got to actually serve. The notion here that I believe the Republican Party is the only party that's capable of fixing where we're at. I'm trying to grow the Republican Party. I've had the unique experience to have actually gotten elected, espousing what I think is really small government and liberty and freedom and the personal responsibility that goes along with that. And I always like to point out to people that I think what's really significant is that given what I did in office, I would have gotten reelected, elected and reelected in a state that's 2-1 Democrat on issues that wouldn't be associated with that party. So good stewardship of tax dollars, I guess, really resonates with people. I think I'm living proof of that.
Gary's website is OurAmericaInitiative.com, and you know, there's, a list of things that you're going to be doing up there, speaking at the SSDP Students for Sensible Drug Policy Convention coming up in just a couple weeks, apparently. So, people can go there to keep in touch with you, OurAmericaInitiative.com, and I'm sure we'll see you again in New Hampshire at some point.
Yes.
No, thanks for coming in tonight. By the way, this program brought to you by SACL CAI. We've got a full hour remaining. Your chance to take control of the airwaves is coming up next at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.